Hi, it's Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com with another weekly update. This week, I want to let you know how to make sure that what you see is always what you get whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. Let's get right into it. In many situations in life, you'll hear people saying, "What you see is what you get." You hear it in business conversations when people talk about products or services, and you might hear it when people talk about other people. It's quite a common statement. But what about intensive care? Is what you see really what you get? Have you ever asked or wondered? I personally think that after many years working in intensive care, that a lot of families in ICU are not even contemplating to ask this critical question, whether what you actually see is what you really get. I have found that most families of critically ill patients in intensive care are so frustrated, fearful, overwhelmed, and also often in awe of what is happening all around them that they can't even think clear and that they are therefore paralyzed by fear. Because they are paralyzed by fear, frustrated, and overwhelmed, they often don't give it a thought that what you see is actually often not what you get. What if their critically ill loved one's treatment is impacted by hospital politics? What if their critically ill loved one's prognosis and treatment is impacted by the moving parts in the background of such a big machinery like intensive care? What if this big machinery with the name of intensive care and its moving parts sometimes doesn't take into consideration the fears, the frustrations, the overwhelm, and the struggles that families of critically ill patients in intensive care are going through? What if the positioning of the doctors and the nurses in intensive care is sometimes contrary to what the family of a critically ill patient in intensive care wants? What if sometimes the doctors and the nurses in intensive care use their perceived power and their specialized knowledge not to the best of their abilities? You can make sure that you and your family actually do get what you see and also get what you want. Your positioning is critical. You and your family need to be strong in your convictions, what you think your critically loved one wants, needs, and you also need to understand how to deal with the adversity that you, your family, and your critically ill loved one are facing. You and your family must not be intimidated by the perceived power of the health professionals in intensive care. You can and you need to be your own advocate. Don't be afraid to speak up and to question, even though you're not a doctor or a nurse in intensive care. Make sure your frame of mind is right and make sure you're mentally strong and mentally well prepared as much as you can while your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. If you haven't already subscribed, make sure you'll get your free instant impact report that will help you improve your family's, and your critically ill loved one's situation immediately. So enter your email and we'll send you the reports straight away. Thanks for tuning into this week's blog, and I'll see you again next week in another update.